From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama and his family started the day with a tour of the Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. But by afternoon, he was in Grand Junction, Colorado for another town hall meeting, promoting proposals to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president told a mostly supportive audience that it's vital the nation's health care system be fixed. He said he wants to help the tens of millions of people who are uninsured now get insurance and to protect people from rising premiums and limits on coverage due to pre-existing conditions. At times, it sounded like the presidential campaign all over again.
So if you want a different future, a brighter future, I need your help. I need you to stand for hope. I need you to knock on doors. I need you to spread the word. Because we are going to get this done this year. Thank you, Grand Junction.
He did get some pointed questions from people doubtful that private companies will be able to compete if a government insurance provider is set up. Don Gagne, NPR News, Grand Junction, Colorado.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah says making sure every American has access to affordable and quality health care should be an issue that transcends political lines. In his party's weekly address, he said the country expects Washington to tackle health care reform in an honest and responsible manner, but he said Americans have a right to be worried.
After the rushed stimulus bill, Americans are rightly concerned about what is being pushed through the Democratic Congress. The rush to pass something that will affect every American life and one-sixth of our economy has raised concerns all around our nation.
Republicans argue the White House plan will drive the country deeper into debt. Firefighters in California's Santa Cruz Mountains have contained 40% of a wildfire that threatens 1,000 homes. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, crews are being hampered by weather conditions and dry, rugged terrain.
2,000 firefighters are battling flames, closing in on homes in the communities of Bonnie Doon and Swanton. 2,400 residents are under a mandatory evacuation order, although some have declined to leave. The blaze has scorched about 7,000 acres. Thanks to calm winds, crews made considerable progress establishing fire lines early Saturday, but volatile gusts returned by mid-afternoon. The forecast is discouraging, according to CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant.
Unfortunately, over the next few days, we're predicting the weather to be much of the same. Higher temperatures, low humidity in many areas, and strong winds.
10 other wildfires are active in California, including one in Santa Barbara County that has forced evacuations of more than 150 homes and ranches. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The first two named tropical storms of the season have formed over the Atlantic. Tropical Storm Anna is heading toward the Leeward Islands and could threaten the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Anna is not expected to gain strength over the next 24 hours, but forecasters say Tropical Storm Bill may become a hurricane. This is NPR News. Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia is due to leave Myanmar Sunday with an American who had been jailed there. A statement from Webb's office says he and John Yetaw will leave for Bangkok on a military plane. Yetaw was sentenced to 7 years hard labor for swimming to the home of detained Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, who was serving another 18 months house arrest over the incident. Officials in both the U.S. and Canada say there is a growing shortage of medical isotopes. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, that shortage has become more acute because of the shutdown of an aging nuclear reactor in Ontario.
The Chalk River reactor was shut down in May after a heavy water leak and will now be offline until at least next spring. The problem is Chalk River produces about a third of the world's supply of isotopes used in medical imaging devices to diagnose cancers and heart ailments. In the U.S., the supply shortage has already become an issue. About 40,000 patients a day undergo isotopes-related tests. A survey by the Society of Nuclear Medicine says 91% of the participating hospitals, clinics, and pharmacies reported being affected by the shortage. The real concern now is the planned shutdown of another reactor, this one in the Netherlands, in February. It, too, produces about a third of the world's supply. Medical experts say the dual shutdown will create a dangerous situation in which they will have to depend on imports that cost as much as $30,000 more per shipment. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Golfer Tiger Woods is pursuing his 15th major title. Woods has a two-shot lead going into Sunday's final 18 holes at the PGA Championship. Woods has never lost a major when he was leading going into the final round. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.